Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. This is day 13 in our journey through the Bible. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. That's something we do every day. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the end of the book in Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 through 18. God gave Abraham and Sarah a miracle baby, and then God tested Abraham's love for him by giving him a very difficult task. Let's read on and see what God told Abraham to do, and what Abraham did. Genesis 22. Sometime later, God tested Abraham's faith. "Abraham," God said.
"Yes," he replied, "here I am."
"Take your son, your only son, yes, Isaac, whom you love so much, and go to the land of Moriah. Go and sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will show you." The next morning, Abraham got up early. He saddled his donkey and took two of his servants with him, along with his son Isaac. Then he chopped some wood for a fire for a burnt offering and set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day of their journey, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. "Stay here with the donkey," Abraham told the servants. "The boy and I will travel a little farther. We will worship there, and then we will come right back." So Abraham placed the wood for the burnt offering on Isaac's shoulders, while he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them walked on together, Isaac turned to Abraham and said, "Father."
"Yes, my son," Abraham replied.
"We have the fire and the wood," the boy said, "but where's the sheep for the burnt offering?"
"God will provide a sheep for the burnt offering, my son," Abraham answered.
And they both walked on together. When they arrived at the place where God had told them to go, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. Then he tied his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham picked up the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. At that moment, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!"
"Yes," Abraham replied, "here I am."
"Don't lay a hand on the boy," the angel said. "Do not hurt him in any way, for I now know that you truly fear God. You have not withheld from me even your son, your only son." Then Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught by its horn in a thicket. So he took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham named the place Yahweh Yireh, which means "the Lord will provide." To this day, people still use that name as a proverb: "On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided." Then the angel of the Lord called again to Abraham from heaven. "This is what the Lord says. Because you have obeyed me and not withheld even your son, your only son, I swear by my own name that I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number, like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will conquer the cities of their enemies. And through your descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you have obeyed me."
Wow, what a story.
Abraham must have been totally confused when God told him to sacrifice his only son, the son that he loved. How could Abraham become the father of a great nation if his only son were killed? Even though Abraham did not understand what was happening, he believed this. He believed that God would bring Isaac back to life. Isn't that amazing? That's one thing that he really believed. He thought, "God, you might ask me to do this, but I know this. You will bring my son back to life." Incredible. If you want, you can go to Hebrews 11, verses 17 through 19, and you'll see that's just what it says. And he knew one thing. He had to obey God. When Abraham obeyed, God blessed him even more. Obeying God is always our best choice, even when we don't completely understand what God is asking us to do. This is what Luke 11:28 says. "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and put it into practice."
Amen. Abraham believed God's promise that he was going to use this boy, that from that boy Isaac, all the nations of the world would be blessed. He really believed that. God promised that to him, and he believed it. So when God asked him to take the life of his son, he knew this: God would still keep his promise even through that boy. And the only way that he could imagine God doing it was that God would have to bring that boy back to life. He understood that God was testing him, and he passed that test. With flying colors, he passed that test. He believed God even when it seemed so hard. He believed that God could raise that boy back to life. Wow. I want to have that kind of faith. I want to believe God for the impossible. When I'm facing something that's impossible, I want to believe that God can overcome even those things that I think are absolutely impossible. He's that good. We can trust his promises that much, just like Abraham did. Well, that's a prayer for my own heart today and for yours too, that we will believe like Abraham, even when we're facing things that seem impossible for us. Well, I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. We've done 12 days now. Let's do 13. I'll see you tomorrow. Until that time, you be blessed, and you know this, that you are loved by God. All right, I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.